Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Monday through Friday, 5 minutes a day, we provide these podcasts and have a great time doing them and encourage you to share them in your social media, Facebook, Twitter, and share them with your friends and family. If they're a blessing to you, imagine how they'd be a blessing to others as you share them. So I want to encourage you to do that. Today, let's talk about what it might be if we're money motivated. I often am money motivated. A lot of my fear comes from not having enough. A lot of my tension comes from not trusting that God's going to provide everything in abundance of what I need. And I'm just really disrespectful of the Lord often because I become money motivated. In Mark chapter 11 and verse 15, the text says, Jesus entered the temple area and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. Money motivation is not the best motivation. As a matter of fact, it can make you downright miserable. It frustrates you and those around you because money-motivated people are never content. They have an insatiable desire for the next deal, the next opportunity, or to make more. An all-consuming desire for money, I will promise you, leads to compromising common sense and character. Isn't that amazing? And yet I see it all the time. Money-motivated folks stoop as low as using the Lord to line their pockets. Religion and church can become a means for cash creation. And let me assure you, this angers God, for he is moved by righteous indignation when his church is absolutely focused on worldly purposes. The church is a conduit for Jesus, not a clearinghouse for economic gain, for me, for you, or for anyone. It is designed, as Isaiah said in chapter 56, verse 7, to be a house of prayer. You see, God is grieved. I believe his heart is broken when money becomes the driving force of any institution, or more importantly, any of his kids. A church bound up in debt is destined for ineffectiveness. I would just say, I believe one of the reasons that the Lord's allowing me to be a pastor at Sugar Hill Church is I believe it's our job to get out of debt. I believe we can no longer let debt make ministry and mission decisions. We need to get out of debt. Mission-driven ministries are not money-driven ministries, because when we're money-driven, we miss the opportunity to trust God and wait on him to provide in the ways that can exceed our human capacity or capability. You know, there's so much more to life and work than money. If you don't believe me, read Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Money motivation is the antithesis of mission motivation. The latter has this greater purpose in mind. The focus is on excellent work accompanied by in eternal expectations. The mission is what ought to drive us at Sugar Hill Church and in your church to do more, because a transcendent spark ignites within our soul. You see, money becomes a result, not a reason. When the mission creates a culture of care and collaboration, when it creates a sense of gratitude and generosity, then all of a sudden the mission gives us permission to say no. You see, organizations, churches, individuals are defined more by what we say no to than what we say yes to, I think. A well-focused church makes it a habit to defend its mission. There is a discipline and decision-making that characterizes mission-driven people and organizations. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, but one thing I do, I love that, one thing, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal. He presses on toward the prize. Listen, the mission is the master of money, so focus on the mission of the master. Jesus, this is our focus. And you'll be much more productive in the long run. Mission motivation keeps us trustworthy. It keeps us humble. It keeps us effective. It keeps us grateful. It keeps us generous. And it keeps us blessed by God our Father. Listen, friend, whatever you do today, as you head into these holiday seasons, don't allow yourself to be caught up in being money-driven when you can be mission-driven. Don't be money-motivated. Be Jesus-motivated. And when you do, once again, you will have a trust in him that will create a sense of gratitude. And that sense of gratitude will give you a generous soul. And that generous soul will then in turn give you a joyful soul. God bless you, friend. I hope you have the greatest week ever. I know it's busy and the holidays are here, but it's going to be a great, great week. Determine it and claim it right now, and then go live it. See you soon. Bye now.